Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Folks, in Europe, 9 countries, including the biggest donors, have slashed their foreign aid, and it's created a void. And when President Donald Trump took office in January, he significantly reduced and all but eliminated global health funding and cooperation when he returned to the White House. And I, for one, believe that they have no one to blame but themselves. But I'd like to find out from others as to what they're thinking. Max Primorac, Senior Research Fellow at the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage, joins us. Max, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Thanks for having me.
So public health officials around the world are concerned that this funding formula that's been had, that a number of countries, the U.S., 9 other major donors, all but almost eliminating the funding and finance for these organizations. And surprisingly, the WHO is saying this may be a good thing for us, that we can think out of the box and do other things, and maybe we're not so reliant on these countries. But there seems to be a lot of mixed messaging going around. Your thoughts?
Well, what's happened is that the president made sure that we would no longer waste billions of dollars on programs where only 40% was going to help people, especially in Africa, and the other 60% basically never left Washington, D.C., and financed a very wealthy, a very politically powerful, and very left-wing foreign aid industrial complex. So that's over. And we're going to work directly with countries. We're not going to work through these very left-wing and expensive middlemen like UN agencies or international NGOs and contractors. Work directly with the countries themselves and help them take ownership of these programs, and that means co-financing.
You know, what's kind of interesting is the head of the WHO seems to talk out of both sides of his mouth, right? He says that this is maybe a good thing because they're not going to be under the direct influence of these very large donors. But in the middle of the pandemic, in the middle of COVID, he was very much influenced by some, just not the United States.
That is correct. He basically did a cover-up of Communist China's role in exporting the COVID virus and failing to provide the very important, necessary technical information that we needed in order to identify what this disease was and to prevent it from killing the millions of people that it did. So this individual, and let's not forget, I know his background, he's from Ethiopia. He's a Marxist, and the Communist Chinese actually helped put him in charge of the World Health Organization. They failed the United States. They failed the world. And so it's no surprise. And kudos to the president for cutting off aid. But more importantly, exposing the fact that these global institutions, especially these UN institutions, really work against the interests of the United States at the same time that we've been financing them, taking us for idiots.
The other thing that's kind of interesting is when we talk about wasteful spending, one, this organization decides to locate itself in Geneva, and two, they have repeatedly beat back efforts to conduct an audit of the WHO. You know, the old adage, where there's smoke, there might be fire.
Oh, absolutely. There are quite a variety of international organizations that have received billions of dollars from the United States over the years. And it's not just the World Health Organization. There are others, for instance, our $130 billion global HIV AIDS program, which did save a lot of lives. But, you know, when these kind of government programs go on, they never disappear. There's the inertia of getting more and more money. And as a result, corruption ensues. Wasted spending. You know, I was in Africa about this time of year in two different countries, stayed at nice hotels, and every single one of their conference rooms was taken up by one of our partners to promote global health, basically spending millions and millions of dollars on programs that did nothing to help these countries, did nothing to prevent these diseases from escaping these countries and protecting us. I've served in government. And what you will hear often is get your burn rate up. And that means make sure you're spending as much money as possible every month so that you use up all the money. No one in government ever gets promoted from saving money. Actually, you get punished. And this is the same thing with these international organizations.
This complex that you talk about, you know, this foreign aid industrial complex, I read a series of investigative reports, and it really just kind of blew my mind, that folks entered this industry like right out of college. And 40 and 50 years later, they're still traveling around the world saying the same thing that they were saying when they started right out of college. The messaging hadn't even hardly changed at all. It was like they earned an incredible living off of this complex, and the messaging never changed. Nothing seemed to progress. And in fact, the problems that they were addressing were worse than they were when they started.
Yeah, it's become a career. Many of these universities have specific programs to train people how to do foreign aid around the world. And once they get in, there's no incentive to work yourself out of a job. And it's not like the private sector. If you fail to achieve the goals that you put forward, you know, the market simply stops financing you and you get shut down and you disappear. Not so the U.S. government. It's about having the kind of lobby in Washington, D.C. to be able to convince members of Congress to keep pushing money in. So if you have a very powerful lobby, which this multi-billion dollar industry has, irrespective of whether or not you achieve the goals that you've set out, doesn't matter. It's about continuing the money. And they've taken advantage of the fact that many are unable to really know what's going on in the field. And they come out with the threat that if you don't give us the money, millions will die. Well, you know, we're now in October. It's been, 10 months since the administration came in and froze aid. And that's not happening. And as you said, now you're having, and, you know, I really don't care what the WHO has to say, but I do care what other countries and the leaders of these countries have to say. And they have admitted that this is the best thing that could happen for them. They got stuck into this aid dependency. International welfare, whether it's at home or abroad, simply doesn't work. And that now they've got to take ownership of helping their own citizens. And that begins with co-financing. And that's the path that this White House is taking the program. So I think people don't have to be worried that things like Ebola and other diseases get out. I myself in the last Trump administration had to deal with Ebola outbreaks. those programs, those important programs to keep Americans safe, will continue, but the waste, fraud, and abuse.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Does not.
You know what's interesting is that we always seem to find a way to be leaner and meaner when, you know, these revenue streams are altered. And they're able to do it in a very quick fashion, which indicates to me as a former CFO that we have a lot of bloat in this organization. They knew it all along, but they weren't willing to consume political capital in order to address it. In fact, the loudest detractors of all of what's going on are the very employees that have made this their lifestyle, and I call it a lifestyle because I truly believe that's what it is, for all these years. They're sad to see this go because they may be on the chopping block.
Oh, absolutely. And you're seeing, you know, I cover this and track what's happening, and large numbers of people are being let go. Programs are being cut. But another thing that was also nefarious and did America a lot of harm was that foreign aid had been misused during the Biden administration, and before that, during the two Obama administrations, as a global platform to export their woke ideology. So you have very traditional conservative societies, especially places like Latin America and Africa, the Middle East, that were getting our help. But tied to that help was an effort to push the LGBTQ and queer ideologies, transgender ideologies, and it created a lot of antagonism, a lot of anger. I can't tell you how many African officials I had met with during the Biden administration that looked at me askance and said, you know, the communist Chinese don't force us to deny our own religious faith in order to work with you. Why are you doing this to us? So this had dramatic national security consequences. And in the end, many of these countries that were the top recipients were working with communist China anyway. So a lot of the folks in the industry claim that, oh, we're going to lose our soft power. But in fact, we were playing idiot. These countries were receiving billions of dollars from American taxpayer. Meanwhile, they were aligning with communist China on a whole bunch of issues.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a risk that they decided to take, right? Because I think it's fairly easy to be apolitical. But they were actually taking stands on political issues that they didn't need to involve themselves in my view. Your thoughts?
Well, there's a lot of institutional capture, and the progressives have been very effective at it. We've seen it in culture. We've seen it in movies, the media. And here in Washington, D.C., I'd say 95% of the votes go to the left. In the global health industry, when you look at Federal Election Commission records, because every time we make a political donation, it becomes public information. So we tracked those. 98% of the political donations coming from this industry went to the progressives in political campaigns. So in many respects, there was a lot of money laundering of taxpayer money to support the campaigns of these individuals. So it just kept on going and going. The politicians were providing them more money. That money was then misused to support an army of supporters during election time. But with this president, that's gone. Those days are gone.
Yeah. Did you find it they kind of believed that they were the center of the universe, and they were, it seemed to me, they were perfectly comfortable in picking winners and losers.
It's a bubble here. I don't think any individuals knew anybody who may have voted for Trump, who was conservative, who went to church. These people were just self-contained, and it was an echo chamber. And, you know, I've tracked a lot of their responses after these deep cuts and reforms that are taking place. And they still don't get it. You're right. There is this kind of we are saviors of the world. And what I try to do is to remind them, no, it's the American people. It's their money, and it's their generosity that started the whole foreign aid business back during the Kennedy administration. There was a need to combat the Soviet Union at the time, but the way that we expressed our national security interests and the way that we do it today is to help people in need. And yeah, we were helping people during earthquakes, floods, and things like that. And it turned out to be a really effective tool to end the Cold War on our terms. But I got to tell you, starting a little bit with the Clinton administration, and then it really increased in the Obama administration, and then under Biden, it just went crazy. To take this money and misuse it for purposes that the American people never accepted to, and it caused a lot of division over here. But you're right, they are a bubble, and they don't realize the harm that they did. And you know, my response to that is good riddance.
Yeah. So where do you think this ends? I mean, I don't think it ends with nine large European countries that have reduced their funding and financing, and obviously the U.S. as well. I think there's more. I think you'll probably see Israel, because the WHO decided to get involved in that issue for whatever reason. It's not clear to me, but they're picking the winners and the losers, and they obviously have no desire to be apolitical.
Well, I think you're very astute in looking at the Europeans, because they too are cutting dramatically. I met with the Minister of Development of UK recently. They're cutting 40% of their aid budget. The French, 30%. The Germans cutting as well. Everybody's cutting simply because foreign aid has failed to alleviate poverty and meet the objectives that they themselves had put out. Instead, there's a recognition that if you want to alleviate poverty and strengthen these countries' ability to deal with poverty and these diseases and all, you've got to create wealth. Welfare doesn't do that, but the private sector does. And so this administration is moving away from these traditional modes, and you can see this in every peace agreement that the president does, commercial diplomacy, using the power of American capital to invest in these countries. We can't compete with China and their state-owned companies and state-owned banks, because we don't do that. But they cannot come close with our private sector. And we need to move forward on resolving and addressing poverty through what worked in Europe, what worked in other countries, what worked in here. And that's the private sector. That's what will generate the wealth. And we won't need foreign aid anymore.
The one of the Trump administration's officials said the following: communities on the ground love the United States and what we've done, but that is not translated into the leadership of those countries caring about the United States and what we've done, which I think goes directly to what you were saying, is that they taketh with one hand from us and they taketh from the Chinese with the other. And many of these countries are Marxist-led organizations that are aligning with the Chinese. So from a foreign policy perspective, it works contrary to our best interests. So we're much better off eliminating everyone in the middle and bringing direct aid to the ground.
Yeah, this notion that through foreign aid we're strengthening our alliances with these countries was completely wrong. There was no connection whatsoever. 19 of the top 20 recipients of foreign aid were already members of Communist China's Belt and Road Initiative. Three of the largest recipients of aid, South Africa, Mozambique, and Tanzania, actually engage in regular military exercises with the Communist Chinese Navy. It gets to that extent. So South Africa is a country where we should be cutting aid completely. They've been getting $600 to $800 million a year. They support Hamas. They support Iran. They support Russia. They support China. They never miss an opportunity to attack the United States at every time there's a UN vote. I think this administration, and I think it's just common sense, has said, well, we're going to look at your voting record. We want to establish a really good partnership with you. But if we're going to help you, and then you turn around and then help Communist China, who is a very dangerous adversary of ours, then we can't have that partnership. And that is the correct way to pursue it.
You know, it's interesting. I tell folks all the time, we, as a country, as politicians, we fear the consequence. We should embrace the consequence more so, and we need to consume political capital. That's what's happening here. And in, you know, the Trump administration wasn't necessarily the leader. He had other European countries that were doing this before he decided to do so. But I think that's exactly what's going on now, is that people are, just as you recognize it, of what you just talked about in South Africa, embracing the consequences, just saying no. And no's a complete sentence.
Absolutely. And I think what you're going to see are a positive response from these countries. They're not going to take for granted the fact that this kind of help doesn't come free, nor should it. It's the money of the American taxpayer. All of us get part of our paychecks cut in order for the United States government to do things that are in our benefit. Hopefully most of it here at home, but you know, sometimes overseas, and it's got to be justified, you know, preventing Ebola outbreaks or other outbreaks from reaching the United States. That protects the homeland. But when we go out there and spend our hard-earned money to help countries and these governments meet the social needs of medical needs of their people, I think it's just common sense that we expect that there's going to be a friendship that evolves from it. But now that's no longer the case, and you're already seeing a lot of countries proving to be much more thankful and grateful for the support that we give. And I got to tell you also, these countries and governments that I talk to, they would always say, you know what, we prefer American investors to come over here rather than your NGOs. And that's where it needs to go. That's what they want. That's what works. And that's what this president is going to do. And I think if we can establish a kind of free market, business-oriented relationship, I think that that's going to translate in much closer political relationships.
That speaks volumes about the mess that we've created. I mean, we have to look ourselves in the mirror and take ownership of this, all of us, you know, because we've let this go on for decades.
Yep.
And it's
right.
Only getting worse. It's time to disrupt it. Thank you so much for joining us, Max Primorac, Senior Research Fellow, Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage. Truly appreciate your time and your insight.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.